This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, as the announcement made in our ear by producer Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our main studio of our originating network, Radio America, down in Washington. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Victoria is down on the beach. Nice going, Victoria, in New Jersey. And Jay's sweating it out down in Nashville. I'm on the farm in Framingham, and I just got a notification in my, you know, how you get Facebook notifications when somebody sends you something on Twitter or Instagram. There's a notice. So here's the notice. I got this, and I looked at it. I thought, okay, this is worth a moment or two of our time. And I'll tell you why. I'll connect the dots in a moment. It isn't that I necessarily agree with this point of view that this fellow passed along. His name is Joe, listener Joe. His suggestion in this particular posting is as follows. It's a big, you know, one of those signs you see people posting on Facebook and social media. Close the border. Restart construction of the pipeline. Defend Israel. Stop paying people not to work. Americans are fed up. Okay, so there's a certain segment of the society I suppose that applies to. And there are others who would snicker at that, and people would say, you know, it's Trump or it's whatever it is. I do want to think a little bit about, I was talking, and you may have heard the conversation with the ladies about China, and I know that it sometimes seems like I'm obsessed with this. I think I'm more obsessed with the American way of life and what it's brought to me. In my own life, as I get older, there are things that change, and we all have to understand the change is a part of life. We don't like it, most of us, because we're used to doing things in a certain way. And then things change. Like, I can remember going to school and what I get out of it. I know what my children get out of going to school. Now the public education system is so much different. There was something called Support Public Education Day last week, and it was something that revived in my mind the public sector thinking. And I think I said, Victoria, to you during one of the breaks, I was talking about the mayor of Boston, or the she was appointed mayor after Marty Walsh, who had been the mayor, became Secretary of Labor. Right, yeah, Labor. So this lady's name is Janie, Kim Janie, J-A-N-E-Y. And she has made a number of proposals that have raised eyebrows of a lot of people who were, I mean, Marty Walsh didn't have anything to do with the fact that she became the acting mayor. She was the lieutenant mayor or whatever, assistant mayor before. So she's now running for election. And one of her platforms is to provide free rides on the public transportation system in Boston. So there are hundreds of thousands of people.
Is that for everybody? Or
for everybody. Well, okay, she wants to start, she wants to test drive free routes. And it happens that the routes, she's a black lady, and the routes of her focus are in black parts of Boston where a lot of people ride the bus to come into the inner city to work. There are 12,880 riders every day on this particular line. It's one of the most frequently ridden, most heavily populated of all of the bus routes. And so she thinks that it should be free. This would cost the taxpayer about $40 million a year. The overall T budget, the T is what the public transportation system is called, is called in Boston, is $1 billion a year. Imagine running a public transport. It's got to be a lot more than that in New York, and I don't even know what it is in Los Angeles. But the taxpayer is the person who, you, me, us, are the ones, instead of the people that use the bus paying for it, now it's the taxpayer who doesn't use the bus. And it brought me around to thinking about the public education system.
When people say things like that, like, well, I don't want to pay for the bus system because I don't use it. Well, you know what? We all pay for the fire department, and most of our houses are never going to burn down. So, like,
not
I don't understand.
It,
well,
it's
it
not,
is.
It's a choice.
Your taxes are.
Well, for you, it may be, Victoria, but it's not for me.
What do you mean? Schools when you don't
have children in school. Wait, hang on. What do you mean? You don't pay for the fire department? What do you mean?
Jennifer's heard me espouse my views about the fire department for a long time. Let's just say we'll settle in on the police. Yeah, the fire department necessary. There are some public services.
Public safety. I mean, here's the thing. So let's say if your house, Victoria, burns down and you're like, you know what? I hate the fire department. I'm not going to call them. Fine. You let your own house burn down. That's great. But now you're impacting the neighbors and the neighbors and the neighbors. In California, if we didn't pay for a fire department, you wouldn't be talking to me today. I mean, our whole state would be burned down if we just let
I'm not sure what Doug's beef with the fire department is. What I'm going back to is that we have way too many services that we're paying for that we all do not benefit. Let's just agree that we all benefit from having a fire department, and we benefit from having a police department, and maybe we can suggest that we benefit from having a public school system. But if you take each one of those and see how they're breaking down, what is because of unions, because of public rules, because you name whatever the issue is, everything's getting more expensive. So I'll agree with you that we ought to have, I agree on the police 100%. I kind of agree on public education, and I sort of agree when it comes to the fire. I do not, however, agree that riding a bus to work is my responsibility for somebody else to pay for. I might agree with you on the other things, but I just see this as a continuing the public sector growing and growing.
Right.
And it just becomes like China. Again, we're back to the new model that we want everything to be controlled by the government? They extort the Chinese people, don't pay taxes. It's taken out of the revenue of whatever companies the government owns because they control everything. So now, are we to go down that street? And where does it stop? Okay, give free rides to people on the bus. Next thing, I'm going to want to ride on the plane to Los Angeles free. Why should I pay?
Next time, free food from the government. And then the next thing you know, we wake up and every month each of us is being handed 5 eggs and a little bit of meat like they are in Cuba. I think that's the point, is that when you rely on government to get you to work, when you rely on government to give you your food or to give you your place to live, you might achieve equity, but the equity is that everybody has nothing. And that's the problem. I think that's kind of the overgrowth of government, I think, is maybe a better way to go at it than instead of attacking department by department. I don't think anybody says there is room for government, certainly.
We need to have order. We need order and we need rules.
And do we trust the government to spend our money efficiently? And I think they prove time and time again, no matter what you are, Democrat, Republican, whatever, they love to spend, but they don't take a lot of accountability to try to figure out how to get money.
So, but does it stop? Is there a way of, is this, I use
no,
the
people are very
free
used to having the government take care of themselves, care of them now. So it's difficult.
And that boils down to people who are working, like the four of us, to pay for somebody who may or may not be. It's unfortunate that some people have a hard time getting to work for whatever the reason. But what happened before I came along to pay the taxes to have you get a free ride to work? How'd you get there before? You ride a bike, you walk, you thumb a ride, you take, it was a carpooling, whatever it was, people created the fix to their problems. Now, nobody has to fix their problem because the government comes along and said, okay, I'm going to fix your problem. I'm going to give you a free ride to work.
Well, I don't know about fixing the problem, but you know, there are multiple statistics that show that, especially in lower income, in whatever your job is, let's say you're making minimum wage, transportation is the number one obstacle to those people who are in those jobs, and we need people to stay in those jobs. So if you look at, and I'm sure there's like a profit loss spreadsheet somewhere in Boston where they looked at how many people would be out of work, or can we give a free bus ride and save a buck and get them to their jobs?
Let's go one step further.
That's a big part of it.
Okay. Let's talk about what's going on, the reality right now of the mortgage payment moratorium, which is going to expire. You can't throw a person out of their rental property because the moratorium is in effect, but that's going to expire too. So then what are we going to do?
Well, I think it did expire over the weekend.
Okay, yeah, it did. So what do we do? Do we have some subsidy to guarantee these people, I don't want to see them out on the street. But what's the fix?
This is another government-created problem. By letting this go on for so long, by letting this go on for over a year and a half, this is the problem that we haven't even begun to see yet. And when government shut down entire cities, everybody was like, oh, well, we got to be safe because of COVID, so we're going to shut everything down. Well, when you shut everything down, then you have to start paying for things for people.
Right.
You've now, I mean, for homeowners, it's a little bit different because your loan company may decide that you could tack payments that you missed on the end. But for renters, where are they ever going to get, how are they ever going to dig out of all the money that they owe if they are not paying their rent at all? And those landlords aren't going to get relief forever. So it has to end. And they let it go on way too long. I think renewing this program may have seemed like the right thing to do, but now what are you going to do? You're going to have a huge problem with people that are going to be out on the streets. This is going to increase homeless problems throughout the country. It's a mess. This is why government should not get involved in shutting things down like that.
Well, to the extent they did. So I'm looking at the stats here, Victoria. About 1.8 million, there are homeowners, about 1.8 million homes are in forbearance. Which is, if you don't know what that is, if you're behind on your mortgage, the mortgage company, the bank, whatever, can tell you or give you, you know, you add on. That's what we're talking about, what Jennifer just said. Add them on to the end. You can't pay it now. Okay. So just your mortgage instead of having another 36 months to go.
That's what everybody thought it was. And so, and a lot of my friends are going through this where it depends on what state you live in, depends on what your mortgage company is, because everybody just assumed, oh, well, I'll just tack it on at the end. And a lot of people are getting, a lot of people are getting bills right now for 2 years worth,
and they know how to pay
or
them.
A year and a half worth. Yeah. So it's a huge, huge problem. And Jen's right. I mean, for renters, you know, landlords, they need to have people in those apartments. And depending on where you live, you know, if you're in New York City, people are going back into the city now. But it's still, there are so many people who just haven't paid rent in a year. So, it's a lot.
It's a difficult situation. Yeah. It's a reality. It's 18 past the hour on the reality-driven DJV program.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJD program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. Who has something focusing on Lenny Kravitz. I've never understood the fascination with him. Help me understand what it is about Lenny Kravitz that people are so gravitated to, Jay, will you?
Or any, his all music of is amazing.
Yeah, he's great.
Awesome.
Why
he's also Lenny Kravitz.
Actor. Yeah, he's also a really good actor, too. He's been in a lot of movies.
Is.
So why doesn't it sync with me? What is there? Is it just he's not for me or people my
different
age?
Different strokes for different folks?
I suppose. Yeah, thank you. There you go. All right, so what's going on with him? Why is he all over the place?
Well, Lenny Kravitz and Jason Momoa call each other brothers. Jason Momoa's
was
over
the Aquaman, right? Isn't that the guy?
Yeah, correct.
Yes, yeah. Yeah,
I'll share a wife and an ex-wife.
Huh? Lisa
Bonet
share
a wife and an ex-wife, right.
Oh. Yeah, Lisa Bonet from The Cosby Show was married to Lenny Kravitz. And from like 87 to 93, and then she married Jason Momoa in 2005. And they've said in past interviews, Jason Momoa and Lenny Kravitz, that they became instant BFFs as soon as they met.
Really?
Jason Momoa was on, he hosted SNL, and Lenny Kravitz showed up in person in the crowd cheering him on. Jason Momoa bought him a thank you bracelet or a thank you gift. And it was Jason Momoa's birthday over the weekend, and Lenny Kravitz was just saying that he's proud to call him his brother.
And
I mean,
he's
this
married
is like
to his
blended
ex-wife.
Family of goals.
Yeah,
so
right.
who's Lenny Kravitz married to now? Anybody?
I don't know. I think Lenny's single. But he and Lisa Bonet have Zoe Kravitz. They share a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so
who's also a fantastic actor.
Yeah, she's wonderful. So that is a very nice blended family. Doesn't always go that way.
No,
and then,
it doesn't.
Yeah, and then Lenny.
So it's a good
Lenny.
Example then of how to do it the right way.
Yeah, and Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet, they have two kids together as well.
Okay, so there you go. All right, let's talk about some other actors. Matt Damon and this is Fathers of Daughters. This rings a bell with me. Explain for everybody what Matt Damon is, what the focus is on him this week.
Well, apparently he only just learned months ago that it's not okay to use the F slur for homosexuals, and he learned that from his daughter.
Really?
What?
50 years old, just learned that that's not an okay thing to
well,
say.
Well, what is that? Let's.
Why would he admit this?
Are we talking about FAG? Is that it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. He really? Really?
That's what he
yeah,
said.
He was talking in an interview, and there was a family meal, and he said the word, and his daughter got up and left the table, wrote him a lengthy letter saying why it's not okay, why it's harmful, and he was explaining how it was just something that he would say with friends when they were younger. It had a
different connotation.
Oh, I can
believe that. Coming from Southie?
Very Boston, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah,
but
yeah.
Why in the world would the daughter not just say something there? Why would she get up from the table and write a lengthy letter to her father? That's so gross.
Well, because not...
Maybe drama. She felt like...
I don't think that's
she
gross.
Wouldn't be.
I think every kid think processes things... Okay, well, okay.
I mean, talk to your dad. If you're able to have dinner with him, talk to him. Yeah, but sometimes you want to say something and people jump in all over you. And if you write a letter, then you're able to kind of be heard and you won't be interrupted as much.
Right.
And
not,
that would be better.
A haiku. And not every kid is, you know, some kids just express themselves better in writing or just differently.
I want to hide in a bag when I hear my dad say.
Well,
I know I'm the only inappropriate one here, but guess what? That's funny. I mean, I don't know. I feel like if you have a letter to write to someone, I mean, I don't know. Wouldn't you talk it out? I mean, wouldn't you? Why?
Well, they did after she gave them the letter.
Yeah,
they did talk it out.
They had the conversation afterwards.
I do that sometimes with my children, even today.
You write them a letter?
I sometimes start a conversation by sending them a note. What do you think of this? Or tell me what this...
I don't think there's anything weird here.
Yeah, early on in my relationship with my husband, we used to, if there were big feelings or big emotions around an argument, we would write each other a letter and understand where the other person was.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tells CNN's Jake Tapper the House should reconvene to help extend the recently expired nationwide eviction moratorium. She says her party is to blame.
The House and House leadership had the opportunity to vote to extend the moratorium. Really just call a spade a spade. We cannot, in good faith, blame the Republican Party when House Democrats have a majority.
U.S. gymnast Simone Biles will take part in Tuesday's balance beam final, USA Gymnastics confirmed in a tweet on Monday. Biles participated in gymnastics qualifications on July 25th and then competed the United States vault rotation in the women's team final on July 27th before withdrawing from competition, citing mental health concerns. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A bipartisan group of senators unveiled the legislative text of the infrastructure bill on Sunday night after months of negotiations. In total, the deal includes $550 billion in new federal investments in America's infrastructure over 5 years. However, it is far short of the $2.25 trillion proposal that President Joe Biden unveiled in March. That measure, known as the American Jobs Plan, included money for roads, bridges, and public transportation, but it drew criticism from many Republicans for also making investments in areas not traditionally considered infrastructure, such as caregiving for aging Americans and workforce training. Still, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer touted the bill Sunday night. A sprinter from Belarus says the team tried to forcibly remove her from Tokyo. Dan Naraki has the story.
A Belarusian sprinter has accused her country's Olympic team of trying to force her to leave Tokyo after she criticized Belarus's coaching staff on social media. Kristina Timonuskaya says she was taken from the Olympic Village to the Tokyo airport against her will before refusing to board a flight back to Minsk. Activist groups say the sprinter was targeted by supporters of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Timonuskaya was taken from the airport by Tokyo police to a safe place and will reportedly ask for asylum from the Austrian embassy. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The hour. Hi. Welcome to the DJV program. Lots of things cooking. The outer world is a manifestation of your inner world. Have you thought about that as you start your day? Or you give the day, you just get up in the morning and you kind of, okay, let's go to the next thing. Let's have a cup of coffee. By the way, did you know, here's this conundrum. Okay, over here on the right, and I don't mean politically, there is a lot of information that suggests that coffee is good for you, right? Okay, over on the left-hand side, there's information that suggests that coffee is bad for you. In fact, the latest is a suggestion that if you drink a lot of coffee, you're going to get dementia and brain
shrinkage. But yet,
shrinkage.
I read a study that said you will not get dementia.
I know, I saw that. I saw the same thing not long ago. Right.
It's the number of cups, though. So if you have more than six cups, they did brain scans on this, on these 17,000 people or something like that. They did MRIs, and so they found that the more that from six cups and onward, they showed significant brain shrinkage, which is dementia and Alzheimer's and things like that.
I find that listening to a lot of talk radio today, frankly.
Well, brain and shrinkage. Who the heck drinks six cups of coffee a day?
But if you think about it, really? When they say
I think Victoria used to drink that much, didn't you?
But see, when they say cups, if that's not a big mug, they mean 8 ounces. So if you think about it, one mug could be 16 ounces. That's two cups already. So, I mean, a venti from Starbucks, I used to drink 2 ventis a day. So I don't even know how many ounces that is.
But yeah, you don't drink coffee, right?
Isn't it 20? Yeah, I do. I like lattes.
But do you drink, like, when you're on the air? I think Jennifer drinks sometimes when she's on the air, right?
I drink a cup of coffee. So I drink a lot of coffee, but there's no way I'm getting to 6 cups. I drink 1 cup when I'm here, and it's just a regular,
right.
Like,
so then is this overdoing it? Is this scaring people just for the fun of scaring
people? No, because
people
drink, because this is, I don't know what the coffee drinking habits are in Australia. That's where this study was done. But, you know, there are people, there are plenty of people that I've known throughout my life who just drink coffee all day long. They just are constantly sipping coffee all day.
But anything like you do that is bad for you. If I had ice cream all day long, it would be bad for me.
You'd be so happy.
I'd love to have ice cream all day long. I love it. And maybe eating peaches all day. I have a peach tree that's falling over because there's so many peaches on it. If I were to eat peaches all day, would I get sick? Or apples? Or bananas or squash.
Don't you think this is just a perfect story that demonstrates that nobody knows what the heck is going on? I mean, seriously, it's like the back and forth and the flip-flopping on COVID. And I've always said it's kind of like coffee. And here it is, just like coffee. It's good for you. It's bad for you. Too much is great. Too little is bad. Too much is bad. I mean, it's just, all the time. Well, I mean, science constantly disproves itself, right?
Yes,
and
it
so,
does. Yep, it's very true.
And now there's like a concerted effort, I think, to also erase science. So I don't know what this leaves us with. I mean, there are very few things that are black and white in this world, and one of them is usually biological gender, right? I mean, it's usually like you can agree that most of us are either biologically male or biologically female, and now there's a push. WebMD has a story about it today about how they want to remove sex from birth certificates, and that's a recommendation of the American Medical Association. So it's the AMA.
How many people does this affect?
You tell me. I bring
really
it up to you because it's
I think that was something we talked about also in dealing with the people who want to change their sex. And it's an individual thing, you want to do it, that's great if you do it and decide.
This is not how you live your life. I mean, how you live your life is going to be how you live your life.
How many people does it affect? I mean, how many people are likely to want to change?
Right, that's the thing. Most parents, they say, do you want to list the sex of your baby? Yes, go ahead, it's a boy. You know, most parents are going to do that. Some parents may not want to do that because, like Caitlyn Jenner has been very vocal for years talking about how difficult it is to change your driver's license after you have, after you've had, the surgery. And so, if it was not listed on your birth certificate, it makes it a lot easier to list your sex later on in life.
But you understand still biologically that Caitlyn Jenner
is still
a boy.
How many people is going to affect? We talk about 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000,
I know that people say biologically, Jen, but my answer is, who cares? I don't care where Caitlin was born.
And that's the point. Like, why have to change it on the driver's license?
I
why have
what
to
she
change
is
it
now.
On the birth certificate?
Well, because you have to list your sex
the
on
truth
your
is
driver's
you,
license.
Yeah, that, if you,
you
go
can't get
to,
around that.
Because it's an identifying marker, right? And to me, just taking it away the purpose of it is to just add more chaos and gray area to everything. In something where you are either
everybody's
a biological
insane.
Male or female, it's like it's just adding more chaos and more gray area to something that doesn't need it. And I don't know why it has to be a discussion, truly.
What is the AMA saying about it? Because you said they endorse this, right?
Yeah, the AMA.
I'm just curious, what did they say?
They said, hang on, I just actually closed the article, but here it is. So it's from WebMD today, and it says that sex should be removed as a legal designation on the public part of birth certificates, according to the AMA. It said it can lead to discrimination and unnecessary burden on individuals whose current gender identity does not align with their designation
so
at birth.
Okay.
But see, what they're saying is that they're saying that your gender identity changes the science of who you are, and it does not. I mean, I can identify as a flamingo. If I go to the doctor, they're still going to they're going to treat me as a biological woman, female human being, right? I mean, that's what they're going to treat me as, not a flamingo. I'm not going to get treatment at a vet if I identify as a flamingo. They're going to send me to a hospital where they treat human patients. And that's
but you're
just,
saying that someone who's transgender isn't human? I mean, I don't understand.
Victoria, I am not saying that. I'm not saying that at all.
But
I never said the, that. Come on.
Right, but
I'm saying this. How you
to
live
an
your
animal,
life. How you know if that. It's about who you identify with. So I'm saying if I identify as a rock and I say I want to be sent to a science lab when I don't feel good, right? Because I'm a rock, they're going to send me to a hospital because science is science. You're either a male or a female, and whatever people choose and how they live their life is their prerogative. That's what they get to do, but it doesn't change who you are when you were born. Is my
see,
point.
We've become more involved in people's lives than we
way
should.
More.
It's not
this
not
is between
our
parents
business.
And the doctor. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
We have a
but
story.
Guys,
every one of
us. Truth is truth. You're either a boy or a girl. It doesn't
well,
matter.
Well, if
you
change that,
five or 10 or 35. It,
but what the, why do you give a damn
born,
what people
you
are
that way?
I don't care.
I'm saying this is a commentary. It's a commentary on society. When we eliminate any truth that exists, we eliminate it. All we're going to be ending up with is a society that's filled with chaos. So that's the path we're on. Clearly, that's what people want.
It is the path we're on. And I give you that. I think everything is so confusing today. I'm thinking back to our own individual story. We have to start with ourselves, excuse me, our family, our loved ones, and then from there, you know, if you're involved and you're helping your family to be better and you're better because of it, I know I am. I'm so much better with my son and my daughter and my grandson. I'm so much better because I have the three of you around me. And I'm so much better because I have the farm. That's my life. If I were to write a story, I would have all of those ingredients in the story. The fact that my son may look upon some things differently, or my daughter may, in child rearing, or how they look at the world, and that kind of stuff. That's up to them. They're way beyond my influence now. And by the way, I kind of like the way I had a wonderful time with my son, and I got to know my daughter-in-law much better than I have over the last week or 10 days because they've been here. And I really enjoyed, we had fun. You can see Victoria was laughing about the posting on, was it Instagram that Sophie put up of me teaching her how to drive a tractor?
Yeah, I did not expect to see that.
No. And the animals and stuff that are on the farm. But this is a connection, and people, she didn't know anything about this. This expanded her world and gave my son a chance for her to see what he grew up around so that there's a connection when they talk about it as they live their lives, as they raise their son, how much time they want to have him spend on the farm, where do they want to live, they want to be in California, they want to be closer to me here, that kind of stuff. But it's all part of what we are working on together as a family. And I think that if those things go on in a family, then the family needs to come to the realization that that's their thing.
Look,
it's not
I love
my
the
thing.
Fact that everybody's different and that nobody should want to live. I mean, I think some people do. No one should want to live in an echo chamber. That's not healthy. But I guess the point of all of this is, and, Victoria
but
brought up
Caitlyn
Jenner.
There is a lot
Jenner.
Of that today, Jen.
Victoria brought up Caitlyn Jenner. I think it's a perfect example. I call Caitlyn Jenner Caitlyn Jenner. I call her she. I would vote for her for governor in California, by the way. In fact, I considered it until someone that I know very personally got into the race. Yeah. So it has nothing to do with I would love to sit and have a conversation with Caitlin. I would love to know her life story. But if someone asked me, what should be on the birth certificate of Caitlyn Jenner, I would tell you she was born biologically male. That's just a truth.
I would tell you I don't care because it's none of my business.
Yeah, she's changed her driver's license and birth certificate.
But who
cares?
She'll be treated as such. Right.
Why?
I mean, she goes to the doctor or gets medical
attention.
But why
do you care? What difference does it make to you? How's that
why do I feel like, I mean, I what? Feel like, yeah, I feel like only Republicans seem to care about this stuff, and you guys are the party supposedly of
because
personal responsibility and no big government.
Right, but what I think is,
everyone else's
what I
life
think is happening is that people argumenting, that are argument, there's an argument, period, that they're creating these new layers of things that just aren't simply true. I think to say that you're going to not classify your child, well, your child is one or the other, right? Truth
does matter.
What
does that matter?
Because it provides structure in a society.
No,
truth
but I want a real answer.
Are
you worried about the census? Are you worried about the Social Security
I'm not worried about the census. I'm worried about something much larger than that.
How is it
I'm
larger?
Worried about that because there is no truth anymore. We do know. We can
if
no
everyone
come together
has their
from
own truth. That's the
but that's not true.
Oh, okay, so my truth isn't as good as your truth. Okay, I got it.
Well, I mean, would you apply that same thing to when it comes... Would you apply that same scenario to vaccinations? Victoria, you talk all the time about how everybody needs to be vaccinated. That's your truth.
Me too.
That's not the person next door to you. So if that's the case, then maybe you're making the argument, right? Your truth is that people should be vaccinated. And so does that mean everybody in the world should be, you know, scorned if they don't? I mean, that's kind of the argument that you're making against my argument, which is that it's truth. You know what? It is good to be vaccinated for most people. It is that people are biologically male or female. So, you know,
all I'm saying is if a couple goes into the hospital and they give birth to a baby, what does it even matter to anyone? Like, that's why I'm asking you,
nobody's business.
Does it matter to the Social Security Administration?
Jay, do you
care?
Have
to issue a number? I mean, I don't care.
I do not.
No. Okay. I don't care either.
I feel like only Jen seems to care about this.
That's okay. She can care. It's a
because it's a truth. And the point is that when we all come from different perspectives,
but it doesn't affect your life. It's a truth.
It doesn't matter. There are a lot of
life.
I'll finish the statement, then you guys can say what you want.
No,
this is the statement. The statement is that we all come from different perspectives, and we all have different things, and that's what's exciting and wonderful about all of us, and we all still love each other. But it used to be that people who come together like this would agree on at least a set of facts. That is gone from any conversation.
No one needs to know.
Do you know what
it
changed that? Vietnam War changed how we think. What, the Vietnam War?
Yeah, how did it change it?
Oh, it changed it changed everybody's reality as to what was right and wrong, and the world has been a banana.
I mean, if I said the sky is blue, do people argue with that?
It depends on whether there's
rain. Depends on time of day.
I don't know. If it's raining, no. Sky's not blue. The Zodiac Magic podcast that we've started, this is an exclusive podcast of exclusive material that you cannot find anyplace else. It's me talking to astrologer Laura Banks about what's in the astrology, what's in the stars for you this week. Every week it's different. The charts change every week. Your romantic factor, all of the things that are going on in your life are affected by the stars. If you believe that and you want more, then you get it from Zodiac Magic. Also, we have a fabulous psychic named Mary O'Malley, who tells stories about how she helps people. A lot of people get helped. A lot of men in business. Amazing how people are going to astrologers and psychics and people who have great minds that connect with that spirit world, if you will. If that's fascinating to you or of interest, you want to check out Zodiac Magic at wherever you get your podcast. ZodiacMagicPodcast.com also is a place to go.
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns. Recent events have caused massive job layoffs and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-219-6286. That's 800-219-6286. 800-219-6286.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is 53 minutes after the hour now on the DJV program, and a very important part of this program is our weekly get-together with Tom Kreitler for a few minutes, talk about what's going on in your home, lots of news from that sector. I was looking at some design things for a kitchen in my house, which I'm going to bet is the biggest profit center of builders. This stuff is crazy priced, and you always have tips.
Huh?
Huh? Oh, my
God. It's expensive.
So anyway, you could spend $100,000 and look around and say, okay, what did I spend $100,000 on?
Yeah.
A lot of the money you can spend in a, you know, I have a big house and it has a lot of panache to it. So you don't just throw in a few new shelves and a couple of new cabinets and throw some paint on them and say, look, we got a new kitchen. That probably works for some people, but doesn't work in this circumstance. So it's a headache. All right, so Tom's going to fix your headaches with questions and answers. Our listener, Lisa, has a house full of mold. I don't wish this on anybody. She says they're trying to take care of the home, which their parents, apparently their parents lived there, but it's now empty. So what have you got for her?
Yeah, so what they did was they turned, the house was vacant, so they turned off the heat and AC and came back a month later and found green mold on the walls, and can't imagine what's causing that. But what's causing that is the presence of high humidity in that house, along with all of that drywall. Without
all the windows closed, too, everything's sealed.
That's what it sounds like, yeah. You can't just seal a house up like that because it's the high humidity that leads to the mold problem. So you need to essentially leave some level of air conditioning, depending on the season, or heating running so that you don't let that humidity build up, because that heavy amount of moisture, along with the drywall, which serves as food for the mold, will allow different types of mold to grow. And once that starts happening, it can get bad pretty fast. Now, I don't know how much mold you have here. If it's a little bit, like less than 10 square feet, you can treat it yourself. We've got step-by-step advice on how to do that on MoneyPit.com. If it's larger than that, you may have to call a professional. But you don't want to let it get out of hand, Lisa, because it will get bad, and it gets to the point.
There's a Roto-Rooter guy for mold.
Well, yeah, I mean, just be careful with the shyksters that you the world don't have the training. You want to use a specialist.
You told me when I thought I had some mold in this house to seek somebody that would inspect it and didn't have a company that fixed it. Get somebody who's not going to benefit by telling you, ooh, this is terrible. We can fix it for $10,000.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I would, and I, that same advice applies here, too.
Right.
If you're going to have the testing done, make sure it's done by someone that's not in a position to also do the mitigation, because otherwise you don't want that conflict of interest. Hey, you got an old problem, but I'm just the guy to fix it for you.
Makes
there's too much of that that goes on.
All right, exactly. That reminds me of Dick Cheney. I'm going to help find you a vice president, and it turned out, hey, I'm the best guy for the job. All right. The exciting thing about the Money Pit is there's always something going on. Kreitler's mind is such that I'm sure he wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning and says, I've got a great idea for a new contest. So, what's the new contest?
Well, you know, a National Dog Day happens this month, so we figure why not do a contest for pet lovers. So we created the Post a Picture of Your Pet photo contest. It is live as of today on MoneyPit.com. If you post a photo of your pet and provide us a little caption about the pet, we will toss you in the hard hat to win up to $1,000 in flooring. We've got three winners, each getting $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, with which they can use to choose pet-friendly flooring or really any type of flooring.
No relation to LL Cool J, probably.
LL Flooring and the Money Pit. The Post a Picture of Your Pet photo contest live now at MoneyPit.com.
You know what LL stands for with Cool J? I wonder if it applies to this bunch, too. You know what LL means? And
I wouldn't hesitate, I guess.
His real name is James Smith.
Uh-huh.
He is a rapper, but he's more a star. He's one of the stars of NCIS Los Angeles and a very good guy. And he established himself as LL Cool J because James Smith as a rapper didn't quite work. And the LL means ladies love. Ladies love... Cool.
LL Flooring stands for Lumber Liquidators Flooring, the name they were formerly known by.
But ladies love flooring also. I mean, they love this. Ladies I know love to spend money and fix it.
Everyone loves this flooring. I tell you, it's good stuff.
I get it. Okay, ladies and men. So it could be L&M Flooring. Ladies and men love flooring. Anyway, it's a great contest. Check it out at MoneyPit.com, along with all the great podcast info that's there, the newsletter itself. Sign up for it at MoneyPit.com. Always happy to have you. You know, I should put the two, you and Warren Eckstein, the pet guy, together as a public service. That's the kind of stuff we do here, helping people make their lives better on the DJV program.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.